Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of April, recording at 9:25 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were quite strong. Another good run by the China sector, and Japan bounced 2%. The Philippines hit another new all-time high. In Europe, it was a very different story. The Spanish and Italian markets led the way down. Spain was down 4%, and that's another new low. And selling across the boards, although the UK index only fell 0.38%, supported by mining shares. In the Americas, Wall Street closed down nearly 83 points on the Dow, but this was less than 0.5% on the S&P and the NASDAQ as well. I'm just going to have a look at what Apple did. It was up for most of the day. I'm not getting that for some here we go. Down 136.60834. But it had that sharp rebound yesterday. Okay. Elsewhere, in government bond markets, we see firmer US treasuries and bunds, a little bit easier on the UK gilts. I think there was a comment that we were unlikely to see more QE from the Bank of England. At least that's what they would like, and that's their intention at the moment. And that helped to firm sterling. That's currently at just over 160. The euro, it's back almost unchanged now. The dollar had been stronger, but it's given up those gains. It's a little stronger against the yen, 81.25. But mixed in the currencies. Excuse me, sterling maybe the feature. Now, in precious metals, we gave back gains here today. Gold is at 1640 and change, so that's down almost $9. And silver down 10 cents, 31.57. Platinum down $5, palladium down $6. Crude oil, this is interesting. The WTI fell down to, it's currently at 102.71, so that's down $1.50. And the Brent fell down to 16.70, but is now around 18. That's still down on the day, though, extending that retreat. Grains and beans fell. I mean, this corn has come all the way back down over the last week or more, and soybeans, which had been the standout relative performer, has lost upside momentum and looks vulnerable. In industrial commodities, which I haven't really looked at much here today, copper a little bit easier, tin, they're all easier in here today. Most commodities are actually weaker, and actually that continuous commodity index, CCI, is testing last year's reaction low. I think it was December's low. That's I mean, limit it to that. Now, Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, as I say in every one of these broadcasts, we are in a corrective phase in response to the strong rebound from those late September, early October lows, and then a particularly good first quarter of the year. And that this corrective phase that we're in, I feel, is very likely to last for at least several weeks and quite possibly a few months. After all, people are nervous. They're nervous about the Spanish and Italian situation. More on that in a moment. And they remember last year. So that keeps them a bit nervous. And they remember sell in May and go away, that old adage, which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. But historically, we do know that May through August period is sometimes beyond, is historically softer than the fourth quarter and first quarters of the year. So we have all of that. If there's any market that actually continues to show relative strength in here, or shows relative strength in here, and I mentioned this at least a week ago, more like a couple of weeks ago, I think it's going to be China, which was so depressed, and now China is easing the monetary policy. They haven't cut rates, but they're quite likely to, with that oil price coming down and house prices falling in China. And they are also lowering the reserve requirements here. Everything that happens in China in terms of monetary policy is on a very gradualist basis, and that's probably smart. But I mentioned that China had a good day again here in stock markets, so it's been outperforming over the last, for at least the last fortnight. So I expect more of the same. We may see that continue to improve. The ASEAN sector is holding up exceptionally well. And I think that will continue provided we don't get a capitulation phase here in the Western stock markets, which is a risk. Now, Spain's drop here today, and just before the audio, I had a look at the European bonds index, which had a small upward dynamic yesterday, down near there. Lows dating back to 2009 and last year's lows. It gave up about three quarters of yesterday's gains, but at least it didn't extend the decline. However, it's still soft, but albeit in an area of previous support. Spain, though, has taken out all of last year's lows and remains very soft. And I think the report today that spooked people was a report that of a sharp rise in bad debts for Spanish banks. Now, that didn't push the Spanish bond yields up. They actually declined a little bit further in here today. But it's not Greece anymore, it's Spain right now that's the focal point of concerns, and it's a serious situation. But I maintain, as I said yesterday, and I don't want to repeat all that, that the ECB will do what it needs to do. I think if it wants to keep the euro together. Now, Italy, I think the Italian government also said today that I saw a report to this effect that it too felt that it was being asked for too much austerity overall. This is going to be an ongoing discussion, an ongoing debate, And as I've said before, the European markets are a litmus test for global confidence, and they're showing red at the moment. So we need to think in terms of this corrective phase continuing. Now, it has not been across the boards selling. It has not been one of those dramatic and irritating risk on, risk off type of environments. Instead, it's more like one day up and one day down here in these Western markets. That would be fine, but the overall drift and bias, I think, is most likely downwards in this process of mean reversion. What else here? Again, government bonds taking their cue. I think the prices are a little bit on the high side, but they can stay there if investors think stock markets are under pressure. It'll become more difficult for bonds to hold these levels if the ECB and the Fed are able to walk away from their QE exercises for more than a few weeks before they come running back. So, in other words, it would require a self-sustaining growth phase. Is that possible for the US? Just. Is that possible for the UK at this time? I'd love to see it, but I'd also be surprised. So we're still in this slow growth environment in the West. Now, the good news here is that valuations are improving. There are some very attractive yields around. The autonomies are holding up pretty well generally during their own mean reversion phase, having become overextended. So that's a healthy correction in my opinion. And I think that's the main point to make. I've written additionally about the autonomies in here today, so I won't review that, but I hope you're interested in the copy. Now, precious metals, again, up yesterday, down today, sort of backing and filling in here. I think and hope, because I've got some moderate long positions, that this is a s modest long positions, that this is a support building phase. But I want to emphasize again that we will probably see more of the same throughout the rest of this year. Although if I'm right in my overall hypothesis that we've moved out of the distribution phase of this whole correction, and it's a lengthy medium-term correction, but we've moved out of the distribution phase when people were selling, and now we're in the accumulation and consolidation phase where we're likely to see a gradually developing sequence of higher reaction lows. That hasn't started yet. We may be working on that first higher low in here in this current pattern, but we can only know that for sure with hindsight. What we do know is that precious metals are not acting, or they're not strong when investors are nervous. Now, so they're not seen as a haven against everything else, as we've sometimes seen in the past. Currently, they're more correlated with stock market action, although they haven't been anywhere near as strong as Wall Street. Currencies, I think I mentioned the stronger performance by sterling on the belief that we may not see any more QE, but mostly we're just range bound here, and I think that will probably continue and be the big theme overall. I did say yesterday, and certainly not for the first time, that I thought that the euro would eventually weaken further against the U.S. dollar. But there are also articles that appear saying, that China and other countries, they don't want to be too heavily invested in U.S. dollars, so they want a strong euro. Well, I think all of us want a viable second reserve currency, and on size of its economic zone, the euro region would confirm. But would I be able to sleep at night with a portfolio of euros? Not really, is the answer, for better or for worse. As I mentioned, a little bit of additional softening in the yen here today. So it seems that people are taking the BOJ at its word. That's been risky in the past, but Japan certainly does need its inflation target to pull out of this deflation, and needs a softer currency here. Otherwise, every single Japanese manufacturer is going to move offshore, except perhaps for their headquarters. And crude oil, good news here to see this pulling back. Good news here to see the overall softness in commodities, but it also indicates that global growth is soft. And just as we saw last year, and crude oil has been at the same levels that we saw last April, I said that it was going to take a toll on GDP growth back then, and I've said it here more recently. It's certainly been very much of a headwind, still is a headwind, but that headwind is abating, and that's good news. And on that note, all the best.